Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There's a lot of perfectly edible food out there. And when I say out there, I mean in dumpsters, behind supermarkets, restaurants, and bakeries. Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days, and she's here to tell us about dumpster diving. Sally, a very big welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks. Very happy to be here.
You better start off by explaining the terms dumpster diving and freegans.
Dumpster diving does not mean that you dive headfirst into a dumpster. I ask that very particularly. It might mean that if you're a squirrel eating in a dumpster, but if you're a person getting food from a dumpster, you stand. In fact, what I saw weren't even dumpsters. They're compost, sort of waste receptacles. And you stand on your 2 feet, and you open the top of the garbage pail, which is a compost bin, and look. And freegan is a word that means getting food for free, like vegan, but freegan. So when you get food from a dumpster, you're not paying for it.
Okay. What kind of foods can one find in these bins?
A lot of everything, really. I was behind Price Chopper with a woman who was dumpster diving, and there's sort of two sets of dumpsters back there. They're 32-gallon compost containers. And on the south side of the lot, this was on Shelburne Road in Burlington, are the containers waiting to be collected by a composter. And there was bread, there was produce, there was sliced meat, there was grated cheese, there was pasta. It looked like yesterday's salad bar, nothing you'd want to dive into. But, you know, the food, there were grapes, there were celeriac, there were cucumbers, a lot of stuff. And some looked like, you know, regurgitated dog food, and some looked like, you know, a loaf of bread that you'd have at home and could have bought off the shelf of the store.
So people are grabbing this, taking it home, and eating. So my major concerns are, is it legal, healthy, and safe?
I talked to someone, I'm friends with someone who told me he's been dumpster diving for food for since 1990 and has never gotten sick. So that's what he says. This UVM student I was with said she's starting to get pickier because she sometimes senses a little bit of a stomach ache. She avoids things without gunk on them, she said. And I think things with peels people seem to prefer, thick skins, bananas, melons, squash. In terms of safety, I spoke with the executive director of the Vermont Food Bank, whose organization receives from around the country, he says, 2.2 million pounds of donated fresh food produce. And it's up from something like 250,000 pounds 8 years ago. And it's been, you know, scrutinized to a certain degree, the food he gets. It's been checked over by the people who are donating it, and again, his organization. And what he says is that he could not make that choice for someone else, that food safety is his number one concern. And last year they served 153,000 Vermonters, and as he said, that 153,000 people with 153,000 stories, you know, and some people might be vulnerable or who you don't really know the situation of all the people you're serving, and he just won't take that chance on behalf of other people. Another woman I spoke to who does it has done it says, yeah, it's gross, but you have to be, you're very, very careful and you wash it very carefully. And it is not illegal. It's legal. There's no law in Burlington against dumpster diving. It's essentially something that's been, you know, thrown out and is available. The legal situation, if one exists, concerns trespassing. And the dumpster itself, a sergeant on the Burlington Police Force told me, if you're actually in a dumpster, and even though dumpster diving doesn't require that you be in a dumpster, then there may be a trespassing problem because that's owned by someone else or leased by someone else.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about dumpster diving. Sally, who are the people who have made dumpster diving part of their regular food shopping?
So I talked to 3 people. One is a UVM senior who majored in environmental studies who about a year ago, started dumpster diving, and she does it. She's very concerned with food waste. And so this is her one way she tries to mitigate food waste and think very carefully about what she's doing and what she's eating. And her name is Rose Thackeray. And in fact, she prepared a meal from a dumpster, the dumpster at Price Chopper, at the end of last semester. She went just to get avocados, hoping to get avocados to make guacamole, and found a big score that day and brought home a lot of food. And the students, she and the students made pizzas, and they made placemats out of dog food bags, and they sewed together tablecloths out of newspaper and made a huge feast and filmed it and did a sort of spoof on the show Chef's Table, and they did Trash to Table, and she told the students that their meal was recovered with love from the neighborhood dumpster. Wren Wiener, who's a donut baker who lives in Winooski, she's has a long time interest in food justice, and she became very active in an organization called Food Not Bombs. As she said, it was like the equivalent of traveling with fish across the country, only she went around the country. Food Not Bombs gives food to people, and they would go to dumpsters or behind production facilities, behind stores, and she said they would always ask first, but if, you know, it wasn't available by asking, that dumpsters are fair game, and then they'd give the food to people in public places and let them know the source of it.
Are there store policies in place that prohibit this kind of thing?
I talked to an executive at Price Chopper, a spokeswoman for Price Chopper, and she said it's not an issue, so they had no store policy. She did say she found it disturbing that someone would take food that her store was moving along its, quote, waste management system to a composter. She said that it was, as far as their store was concerned, not fit for human consumption, and it was not meant to be eaten. Their store does have a big, what they call, green recovery program, and there's 15 Price Choppers in the state of Vermont, and she said last year they gave 500,000 pounds of food, 500,000 pounds of food, to the food bank. So there are, you know, many organizations and efforts to reclaim food in other ways.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Many thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.